Good afternoon. Welcome into day one at Field Days. My name is Rowena Duncan, executive producer for the field for the country, not for the Field Days. Joining me now is Mark Storey, head of economics at Dairy NZ. Now, 2023, like 2022, like 2021, has been a big year for economics and financial data. So we're going to look at getting economic data related to the dairy sector right now with the Dairy NZ Econ Tracker. So Mark, as I mentioned, is head of economics at Dairy NZ. Now, this is a new tool designed to support dairy farmers and industry professionals with financial planning, which is so important, forecasting and budgeting. So the Dairy NZ Econ Tracker is what it's called. Mark, tell me about the Dairy NZ Econ Tracker. What makes it unique and what gap does it fill for farmers and industry professionals?
Thanks, Rowena. Well, the Dairy NZ Econ Tracker is going live today. So
exciting.
This is the first time we introduce it. It's been quite a long time in the making.
I bet. And
it's actually a compilation, a lot of other compilation of economic data that's gone on before. So Dairy NZ has for a long time produced reports in the form of the Economic Farm Survey.
Yes.
Which it does annually. It produces the dairy stats production annually and a range of other publications. But that's largely historical data. What we wanted to do here was in a very access user-friendly portal.
A one-stop shop,
which is for both dairy farmers and rural professionals to be able to get a compilation of farm-level economic data, sector-level, and macroeconomic data affecting the sector. So that's the general purpose of it. And the other, I guess, big shift is, well, a lot of our publications have largely been historical data. The fact that we've been able to put this on a web page means we can keep it up to date, and the data's basically as up to date as we can make it.
Speaking of that data, where do you draw the data from? That's dairy base, isn't it?
It is predominantly from the from our dairy base, our which is our benchmarking service. But we also pull it together from Dairy Stats, a range of our publications, and some of the sources of information in the sector and the international are basically Stats NZ and a range of international sources that we basically pull that data in from, which has been published elsewhere, but has largely been compiled in the one place in this space.
And what sort of information can farmers and industry professionals expect to find in the tool?
Well, we've split the data into three tabs. So the first tab is farm economics, which is largely where you get all the farm financial data, which is relevant to being able to produce a farm budget. You'll see the historical data and the forecast for the current season and the next two seasons. And that's broken down into national level data and by regions, and also by different ownership types as well. So that's perhaps the tab of most interest to our farmer groups and of most use.
Yeah, that's going to be great, looking at trends over time as well.
Yeah, both looking backwards, what's happened line by line, but also, you know, taking that stab into the unknown and Dairy NZ beginning to project a little bit where the future may lie.
Brilliant.
Then there's the sector economics tab, which is more about producing the sector trends. So that's labour use, land use type, those kind of key factors. And finally, there's the international markets tab, which is more of a what's happening on in the economy, which is relevant to the dairy sector. So the major macroeconomic indicators like the consumer price index, prices for dairy products, and prices for key commodities coming into the sector.
So basically everything that directly contributes to farmer income and expenditure.
Yeah, directly or indirectly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So where does this data come from? I know we touched on that really briefly earlier, sorry. And how are the forecast values within the tracker determined?
So the forecast values are basically we take our historical data from our dairy base data sets, which is compiled from our dairy base farms. So it's the whole tool is vitally dependent upon participation in dairy base. So that's just talking to the value we're getting from the farmers who are participating in that. And then for the forecasts, we're basically taking the historical time series, an inflation index, and extrapolating that one to two years into the future. But it's not just a mathematical equation. We test it with our farm performance teams, just to sense test that the projections are when we're projecting something for irrigation costs in Canterbury, that they actually make sense. So there's an overlay with qualitative data as well.
Yeah,
thank you. And common sense, I hope, yeah.
So how can the data be used to strengthen farm business planning?
Yeah, well, if you look at the three tabs, and hoping that from a farmer's perspective, it's all about good data, good context and up to date. There's the international tab, which is largely giving you what's happening in the economy. Farmers will be getting that anyhow, but you're basically able to see all those charts relative to the dairy sector in the one place. Ditto for the sector level tabs, which is basically those key indicators around labour and prices, land use change. And then perhaps most relevant is the farm sector tab, where you'll basically be able to look at your historical data over the past five seasons and the forecasts for the next couple of seasons, line by line for each element of your budget sheet. And that is it's not a farm financial planning tool as such, but it goes a long way to giving you information which is relevant to be able to prepare your farm budget.
And of course, this shouldn't be considered investment advice.
No, that's perhaps the key point to make. We're not predicting with huge certainty what the future is. So, of course, all the forecasts have an element of uncertainty with them. So, you know, we have that big caveat as, you know, don't bet the farm on it, so to speak. but you know, it's to give you context and alongside other tools that you'll be getting from your banks, from your financial advisors, and from on the Dairy NZ website, it should put you in a good context to be able to make some informed farm financial decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. As much information as you can get from as many trusted advisors as possible. Look, how can this tool support farmers who might be feeling the pinch on profit at present? You know, I've said this so many times. If you said to me, we've got a milk forecast of $8.20, $8.30, even something starting with an 8, but you might not be making money on that, a couple of years ago, we would have laughed you out of the room.
Yeah, well, there's two things, I think, with this. Is like often when you're looking at the farm economic situation, there's one or two indicators that are looking really bad and one or two indicators that can be quite promising. So even at the moment, we're sort of seeing with some of our input prices are starting to come back down, which is fertiliser prices, which is brilliant, but interest rate costs are going up. So part of the picture is basically being able to sort of see the whole package of indicators which affect farm performance and not just focusing in on one.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, these things are cyclical. The dairy sector is a very cyclical sector. So everything we're seeing now, we've seen before. And so while we're getting a squeeze at the moment, we've had squeezes before, it's been worse. So the beauty of it is you can, if you know you're interested, you can see that historical context of how prices shift over time, and you can look at the forecast data. So it's all about being able to sort of see, you know, to judge what's happening in the future, having a little bit of a look backwards at what happened in the past and how the dairy sector comes through it is always useful.
Now, gone also are the days where you made one budget at the start of the season, you showed it to your bank, you put it in a drawer and you forgot about it. Now we are seeing more and more of these budgets get updated often throughout the season as well as things change.
Yeah, and increasingly to have more than one budget. So obviously everything depends on those scenarios around your key input prices, your fertiliser prices, your feed prices, etc. can go up and down. You can be playing on a very dry season or a very wet season, so that's perhaps another variable. And then, of course, the key thing is what the payout price is going to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, we encourage farms to have, you know, more than one budget based on more than one scenario.
But that's where this tool can really help if you're rebudgeting.
This is where that tool should hopefully give you a lot of the information you need.
Yeah. Anything else to add on this, Mark? Because this is a great initiative from Dairy NZ that I think will really help farmers, especially in these times of uncertainty.
I would add that there's two things. On the forecasting side of it, it's been a while since we've published forecasts about what would be happening line by line. And I guess that caveat when you do so, there's quite detailed information, and I'll be presenting a demo of it later, line by line of what will be happening for your different line items. You know, it's not the gospel. There's a degree of it's a projection. But I guess the key point is take it in that context, look at it alongside other tools, and give us feedback. So the fact that we are now sort of back in the projections business, if you like, and making some looking forward, we'll invariably get it wrong in some cases. And if there are, and this is the first version of the tracker, so we, you know, we're encouraging all sorts of feedback from farmers to tell us what they like, what they don't like, and how we can improve it. Last thing I should add is, you know, we'll be updating this every quarter at least.
Yeah.
So, you know, new information can come on and, you know, your feedback is key.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, Mark Storey, Head of Economics at Dairy NZ, really interesting to talk to you and find out about the all-new Dairy NZ Econ Tracker, the first time you have spoken about this in public. Look, if you have just joined us here at Field Days, this will be available on podcast next week. Mark is going to be sticking around to answer any questions you might have, to run you through how this Econ Tracker works as well. But it does sound like it is a really good tool for farmers, especially in today's climate. So Mark Storey, Head of Economics at Dairy NZ, really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Rowena.